Arthur Anderson let a government-imposed deadline pass this morning, saying it will not plead guilty. The Justice Department had given the accounting firm an ultimatum to either admit to a felony charge or be indicted for destroying documents from its audit of the Enron Corporation. Anderson told the Justice Department last night that a felony indictment could destroy the firm and that the government is abusing its power. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
The Justice Department is threatening to charge Arthur Anderson with obstruction of justice. Federal officials believe the accounting firm failed to prevent partners from shredding thousands of Enron documents after they had been notified that the Securities and Exchange Commission had opened an investigation. Anderson said the blame lay with David Duncan, an executive in its Houston office. But other employees corroborate Duncan's claims that he was just following orders from headquarters. John Coffey is a securities law professor at Columbia Law School in New York. He says the Justice Department didn't seem to buy Anderson's story either.
They have pretty strong evidence that a crime was committed, and increasingly they seem to feel that this was not a crime committed by one rogue employee, but rather was a more pervasive crime in which officials and employees in Chicago instructed Houston to destroy documents. We don't know that that's true, but that appears to be the testimony that the Department of Justice is receiving.
Coffey says even if the Justice Department does indict Anderson, it could postpone the penalty until it sees how cooperative the accounting firm is.
This is the normal pattern in white-collar prosecutions, that the only currency that the Department of Justice might recognize is your ability to be a very cooperative witness and give the critical testimony that could lead to the indictment and conviction of some senior Enron executives.
Coffey says normally if an auditing company is convicted of a felony or misdemeanor involving moral turpitude, the SEC will suspend that firm from auditing publicly traded companies. David Reuter, a professor of law at Northwestern University's School of Law in Chicago, says the SEC should waive that rule because it will affect thousands of companies that use Anderson for their audits if the Justice Department charges Anderson with a felony.
We are at the time in the audit season when Anderson's going to have to sign off on these audit reports. And if it can't sign off on its audit reports because of some action taken against it, the problem is not just for Anderson, it's for the 2,200 companies who have been audited by Anderson during this season.
Reuter says leaving that many companies in the lurch could create chaos. Even if the SEC does waive its rule, an indictment or a guilty plea could batter Anderson's reputation and spark an exodus of clients. The company has already lost more than 20 clients, including Delta Airlines and Federal Express, and many more could rethink their relationship with Anderson during their annual corporate meetings. That could force a bankruptcy, which could affect lawsuits pending against the company. Reuter says the Justice Department needs to consider the wider implications of indicting Anderson.
If the Justice Department takes an action which unilaterally puts Anderson out of business, I think the Justice Department will be in for an enormous amount of criticism. If bankruptcy occurs, then of course the claimants in those class action lawsuits will have difficulty recovering.
Reuter says Anderson could still hammer out some sort of settlement with the Justice Department, where the company neither admits nor denies the charges, but agrees to reform its practices and implement stringent oversight policies. But other analysts, like Columbia's Professor Coffey, think it's unlikely the Justice Department would accept that type of settlement, after publicly stating it will indict if it doesn't get a guilty plea from Anderson. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Chicago.